Look at the fact of the house.
Okay. And we're holding here in the Amud Kufay and Gimel. We're speaking about Yishem Hashem Boyach Matavar Olam. He spoke about the different levels of Hilul Takarish Baruch Hu. And we said the first, and we said the three dargas of Hilul. One darga of Hilul is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the highest world. The Hilul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Einod Milvado, that there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the pshat, the best, the strongest, and so on. There's nothing else that even contests that there's something else. That's one. Two, there's an olam of malachim and kochos in the Bria. And these kochos seem to possess some sort of ability, and that's why they're called Elohim, like a shofet and so on, because they have kochos. And for that, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Elohim. He's the Adon Kol HaKochos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shevish. So yes, in the Pasuk it says, Vayelcha Malochim L'Shachis Estoim. The Malochim were the ones who destroyed Stone, but it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koyach. It's like my electric power is drawing its electricity from the plug, from the socket, and doesn't have its own power. And finally, we come to this world where Zelche Hilul Shlei B'Mashu Rom Al Kol Goyim. Let's discuss what this means as opposed to the world before. In the world that is the Malachim world, the celestial bodies, the Bali Tnua, they all are in harmony, and they're all doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. There's no doubt about that. But the tzad of kfira lies in believing that they have an independent base of power. So you have many, many entities that act in total synchronization. If a person looks at Kechavim and Shemayim and everything, they're always in perfect, perfect harmony. There's never a sense of that. The only question is it their initiative that the Kochavim, that Tzva Shemayim, they have a certain level of power, they have a certain level of ability, and they're acting that way? Or is the Pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of their power? And that's why one should not daven to a malach, because he doesn't have any power and so on. In this world over here, down here, the problem is that it looks like everything is doing its own thing. Because the world has a ribui of different inyanim that are collision course, and many things that seem to be bent on not doing Ratzon HaBorei, and everyone has Bechira, you have the following issue. The Maral brings a few times the issue of Ribui versus Echad, that being a stira to the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, how could there be a Ribui coming out of that? How could there be things that act in very different ways? Or let's even take it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, how can extreme generosity and extreme severity be part of the same entity? So in a person, we have no problem. When I refer to a person like that, what do I say? I say he's got a very nice side to him, and he can be very giving and loving and kind and forgiving, and he could be very, very difficult, mean, and whatever it is. I see it. I don't see it as a... I point it out, but I don't see it as an impossibility or a profound stira. That's what it is. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you look around the world, and the world is supposed to reflect him, the world is... Every bit and piece is someplace else. So, Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem, the only way in which I can deher it all is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top and everything is pointing towards him in that way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one of all the nations in that sense as well. So b'meila, there are three dargas of being mehal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being miyachet shmoi. One is, there's one darga where there's nothing, enoid milvadoi. That's the high darga of the sheirish, that there's be'etzim, it's like what we say, ein kaikecha, ein arecha Hashem, efes b'lcha, ve'ein doymel chomayshen l'schias ha'meisim, there's a place that doesn't even have dimyon. There's nothing like him. It's completely only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a second darga of koiches, and that is, and there, it's, we do see it all being part of one network, but there's a havamina that each piece is its own independent source of koach. And finally, we have the third layer in our world, where despite the fact that we say things are puny, they don't have much koach, we're very much given to saying there can't be one shorish for all of it, because everything's doing its own thing, its own way, and so on and so forth. I think I've said a few times, Chassidus Shavart, very famous, it says during the weekdays, we say, Merabu Masecha Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so many diverse things in the world, and that's a Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos, we say, Magodlo Masecha Hashem, Moid Omko Masecha, whereas Merabu Masecha Hashem, Kulam B'Chochma Sisa, means each and every one is its own Chochma. We admire the divergence of different chachmas in the Bria. On Shabbos, which is Ma'achar all the days, we say, Magol Masach Hashem Oidom Omku Machshavei Secha. When you look at it in three dimensions, you see it, the difference in Godol and Rav is many, Godol is very big, it's all the many's are one entity. Okay. So we add Allah Shemayim Kvoidim, meaning even though we've expressed that we see from the Bria, we can also perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one. We therefore yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is above it all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the sum total of what's the Kvoid Shemayim in this world, but he's above it. I want to add one more piece about this Hilul. So we mehal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in a certain sense, we're kind of making the theological statement. The way I've been telling it to you, the way I've been describing what he says, it's not so much as saying Shavuot, it's sort of, we're proclaiming something. What's the pshat mean? So let's go to the inyan of the Hilul. What's the importance of having the Hilul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So by Bas Adam, a person very much likes when you say nice things about him, then if he leaves a check and so on, and it's very nice and good, and it's a win-win situation. He got covered, you got money, and it's a fair, it's nicknamed a kesef, and it's fine, it's good. What does it mean by Kadosh Baruch Hu and Mehal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the inya being Mehal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So let's understand it in the following way. Imagine I have a child, and I want to be mechanech the child to what's good and what's right. So he tells me, this guy is a great guy. So I say, how's that? He says, well, I saw him, he was able to gobble down 15 hot dogs. And the best. I mean, he left everybody biting the dust. I really, really admire the person. So I tell him, I don't know if that's a quality you need to admire. So-and-so is somebody you should admire. And they look at me and says, what's so special about so-and-so? He barely finishes one hot dog. So I will need to point out and say, look at the way he notices people. Look at the way he smiles at people. Has he ever not smiled at you? Has he ever not said hello to you? And do you see when he's sitting and learning, nothing seems to disturb him. He's completely focused on learning. I whenever I point out positive attributes of a person, they become that. In other words, I am making that statement to the person simply by, when I point it out, it becomes real in the world, and it becomes something that people can learn from because I have delineated it. So when I come along and I say, notice this person, he's worthy of Shevach. The Gdolei Baal HaMussar, like the Alta Slabotka, who everything was with a cheshbon, everything. When he went over to when and casually said in conversation, ah, look at Yankel over there sitting and learning, that statement meant something. He didn't have loose tongue. He was everything was weighed and measured. He was making a statement. Notice something about him because I think you're deficient, and this will bring it out. When we meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we make it a reality. We say, look at how all of the bits and pieces fit in together, and it's really part of one orchestrated event. And then it becomes a reality. Then it becomes a dava shel mamish, because that's how I've pointed it out. So the type of pointing out the right and the good and the fine. So when we mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're be'etzem creating certain paradigms and certain amitias. Until now, when I walk in the world, I see a lot of different things, many of it conflicted, many of it things not connected to each other. And I say to myself, Chas v'shalom l'stin l'stayin, look at the world. The world is a million different pieces. But when I point out and I say a million different pieces, look how this fits with this, this fits with this, this fits with this. Just to use a very physical example, when they started studying ecology more, they had all these examples where if you kill out a certain butterfly, the whole economy, the whole ecology of an island collapses because this is telling this, this is telling this, on that. It became astounding. We realized, hey, it's every piece is interdependent. Look at that. It's not the pshat is this island has moths and bears and this and that and the other thing. It's one thing. One of the godless, when we realized that the planets are there in heavens because all of them hold each other up, and they're all interdependent. They're not just a bunch of planets flying around, each one doing its own thing. They're all interconnected. That's an incredible tfisa in Achdus HaBayri. So the reason for this Shevach is to bring that out. Let's see the next paragraph. Void yesh lefarish, shebolitein ha-hilul el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shleish edvarim. Ha-echad, mitzad ha-nitzchi shein hefzik elof. So one area in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus, a godless, is nitzchis. Ha-sheni, mitzad shahilul shalei b'chol mokoyim. Ha-shlishi shu b'roimis al-akoyl. So we have three different dimensions in which we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. One is nitzchi. One is bli gvul in makom. So the first one is bli gvul in zman. The second one is bli gvul in makom. Hashlish is b'remes al hakoil. It would be bli gvul in terms of nefesh. It says in many sfarim, they speak about three different things. The makos of Yitzir, they speak about three different dimensions to the world. Time, space, and nefesh. And everything can be understood in that oifin, in terms of there's kedushas azman, there's kedushas makom. So kohen gadol is the kaddish of nefashas, beis hamikdash kodesh kedushim is kedushas makom, yom kippur is kedushas zman. They all three come together. These are three different dimensions that you can measure many of these things. So the first one is in zman. What's identical, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself in Zman, it's called Nitzchias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself in Makom, where he says, Mimizach Shem Shem Vayi, Kloli Yis HaMakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself in Nefesh, by Goyim, Ramal Kol Goyim. That no matter which Nefesh, Nefesh is measured by Remimus. So even though Nefesh is the high part of the Bria, this is above it all. Oma, k'nei nitzom yishem shayich merach matar al kloima, shu nitzi b'chol zman u'mavorach bein hefzik. V'achakach oma shayhilu shalei b'chol mokom b'chol ha'olam. So, chilukei mokom is not toifis. Ki ma'ashom imizach shem shat al mavoye bo loima. Ki b'chol oilom imizach shat mavoye muhul shem Hashem. Because the Shemesh goes entire world to Mizrach Shemesh Mevoy. V'chakachom aroma kol goyim, ka'acha shemanu kishvoch en yitzchi u'b'chol oylam, omek l'shevach shaloi ilu v'roymesh u'mesorim ala koil. V'chakachom aroma kol goyim Hashem, ka'goyim m'chulokim shem l'shoynes u'mesorim ala koil, v'zeh teira roymesh shaloi. Let's apply this, I guess, in a certain sense of... in something that's contemporary a bit. What does it mean, Rom al kol goyim Hashem? In what way is the Rom al kol goyim Hashem? Let's take an American or a modern Western perspective on life in its finer forms. And that is a certain parody of ideas and ideologies. So, Reuven has his sense of things, Shimon has his sense of things, Levi has his sense of things. There's no one that is superior to the other. Mar machada, mar machada, mar machada. And not like Kopligi, it is Kopligi, but Makir Asre, or, you know, different equivalent values. There's no way that I can come to somebody and say what I think is right is better than what you think is right. And more than that, it's appropriate to say that I have certain areas that I understand what's right, and you have certain areas that I understand what's right. What makes me above you? That's it. It's an appropriate perspective, except Rom al kol goyim Hashem. So in the plethora of nekudas, nechoynes that are in the goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rom al kol goyim. So he's not bound to anyone, and above it all, and everything has to be mishyachas to him. So we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a nitzchi in me'atav ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu of being all encompassing that sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu is encompassing in Mokum, and Kadosh Baruch Hu encompassing in Nefesh. Whatever is good in this world is drawn from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever Nekuda person's aim that's toiv, in his Nusach, in his Kneish, it's all because it's coming down from there, I'm being Mamshech, a certain Indian. But the Reimimus, the things that are above, are all Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malach of Esav is sachakol an Esav deka type of Malach. The Malach of the is a Malach of the Moiri. Which is parallel to Nefesh. So he says this is an emes, but the real emes is the first one, because the first one is really being oimed on the different dargis of elyonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in each, and since the pasuk says that, you know, when the pasuk says that the kadosh, each one is on a different darga, each one is talking about either the olam lemala, the olam beinim, or olam tachton. That's the real tzura of Shavah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll hold it here. Yeah. Okay, good. We'll see you next year.